Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back in just a moment.
Come on, rookie. Is that all you got? You're bouncing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach. Add muscle to your glyphosate burndown with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
And Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014 live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle all told on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lether joins us now from Lether Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk about the livestock futures. Cattle futures closed Friday with a pretty decent day.
Yes, they did, Dave. The cattle complex closed with mostly triple-digit gains. After the close, the cattle and feed report was looked upon as a neutral to slightly bullish report. Placements were lower than expected, with increases taking place in the lightweight placements and less placements in the heavyweight category. The inventory report for July confirmed the cattle numbers are still tight, and that it should allow a bullish price stance for the long run. Cash cattle prices in the feed yards and the box beef prices last week soared to new record highs. Choice box beef was up $1.82 Friday. Select box is up $1.49. Had a movement of 68 loads. Cattle kill, 107,000 head. The weekly kill, 571,000 head. And the cash feeder index was up $1.15. Now, Friday saw the close on August live cattle, $2.55 higher. August feeder cattle up 92 cents, and October lean hog 62 cents lower. At 9:05 this morning, we're expecting to see continued upside in the cattle market. Mixed opening for the hogs.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at the grain futures as they closed on Friday. The wheat and corn futures finished positive. Soybeans negative for the most part.
That's right. Though our wheat and corn did close on a positive side. Our soybeans, the previous two sessions, had decent upside, but they were on the mixed side on Friday's close. Now, for the week, our December corn lost 7 cents for the week, while the September Kansas City wheat and November soybeans each lost 2 cents for the week. Now, the weather forecast is a little drier for the Corn Belt this week, but this afternoon's condition ratings for the corn and soybeans, along with the spring wheat, are expected to be nearly unchanged, which holds them at extremely favorable levels. Now, trading volume overnight has been large for the corn and the soybeans. They've held higher, but the wheat saw their upside early in the session and traded mostly lower the rest of the evening. September KC wheat currently is down 5.5 cents. December corn's up 1¾ cents. November soybeans up 11¾ cents. December cotton 31 points higher. September crude oil is down 70 cents. We're looking at September dollar index 2.5 cents lower, and September Dow Jones futures down 9 points this morning.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and we look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.